the fourth parak of Gittin, and we were talking about over here about a person that divorces his wife, and it's a little bit tricky what's happening, but a person who's divorcing his wife under a certain condition or pretense, and he thinks that she has got something wrong with her that he doesn't want to, for that reason, stay married to her. For example, either he thinks that she's an islandess, which means she can't have children, or he thinks that she's just a person that makes nedarim and that's kind of like going to cramp his life or ruin his ability to function. So, and he divorced her for those reasons. So we're afraid that later on he's going to come back and say, "Whoa, I didn't realize that I really could have lived with this. Either I didn't realize that she wasn't really an islandess, or I didn't realize that I could just go to a chacham or something like that." Therefore, we tell him, regardless of what happens, you divorce her, you're done. You can never marry her again. So don't even try to get back involved. And therefore, in order to avoid that later on, if she would have married someone else, and then he's going to come back and say, "No, I really want to get back to our original relationship," that it wouldn't get to that type of situation. So the Mishnah speaks about Amoichas Avdo. Now up to Mishnah Tess. Amoichas Avd Atzmai Vezbanov Legoi. Well, these are all examples of Tikkun HaOlam. So a person sells himself and his son to a goy. So Ein Poydenoi. So we do not redeem him because, you know, he did this on purpose, and he's, you know, people just keep on doing that, and that would drain all of our resources. I will point in Ezbanim La'achar Mises Avim. But we can be pointed to the sons after Mises Avim. Amoichas Sadeu Legoi. Someone who sold his field to a guy, and then afterwards, and then afterwards he went and he bought it back from him. He took it back from him. Halokeach mevi mimenu bikurim, and then the lokeach, in other words, the person that bought it back is not necessarily the same person that originally sold it, but whoever it is that. That bought it, alokeach, the person that bought it back, maybe mimenu bikurim, does bring bikurim mipnei tikkun ha'olam. He brings bikurim mipnei tikkun ha'olam. What does that mean? That a person shouldn't sell his karka to Yisrael, karka of Eretz Yisrael to a guy. So we're afraid that he's going to sell it in order to avoid having this halach of bikurim. So therefore, we just tell whoever buys it back also has to bring bikurim in order to trying to kind of consider it as if it is regular karka that was always in the hands of Yisrael. That's the end of the fourth parak. The fifth parak starts as follows: Hanazakin shaman lahem beidias. Now we're getting involved in a whole new discussion here, which is what happens if a person owes someone else money. And he doesn't have cash to pay back. So where we go to is to his properties, and we take from his properties. Now, there's three kind of categories. One is called idius. Idius is the highest class of properties. Then there's baninus, and zibairus is the low class. So it depends on what is the reason why you owe the money. On the zakin, if a person did damage to someone else, doesn't have money to pay, shaman bahen, beidius. So then he'll have to, we will try to evaluate how much it's worth and make him pay back from idius. Ubal choiv, if he borrowed money, bebeinonis, he pays back from the middle size, the middle class. Uksubas isha bezibarius. Uksubas isha comes from zibarius. So we speak about all the different reasons. Meitav is a pasuk, and the pasuk says meitav sadeo, meitav karmi yushalim. But ksubas isha, we said zibarius, because a woman is not really that particular when it comes to what type of karka she's getting, because she really wants to be married anyway. And when it comes to Baal Chai Bebeinonis, we don't want the Baal Chai to take Ziburius, because then people won't lend money if they're going to end up, you know, coming out with this pretty lousy land. So therefore, we give them Beinonis. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Av Ksubas Isha Bebeinonis. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Ksubas Isha also is Bebeinonis. We don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. Says the Mishnah, it's the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah base. Ein Ephraim minichse mishubadim v'mokam sheish nechasim b'nei chayrin. Let's say a person has nechasim mishubadim, which means that he has land that he sold to someone else, and that he also has his own properties that is still remained by him. So originally he owned two properties, now he only owns one. You can't go to the property that he sold, that's called nechasim mishubadim, v'mokam sheish nechasim b'nei chayrim, if there is still property that he has in his own possession. Afilu hein zibarius, even the one that remained is zibarius, because you're still collecting from the person that actually borrowed the money from you or owes you the money, instead of going to the person he sold it to and making a and collecting from a shibit. And if from in the chasim minichsi yisaimim element as ibarius, and in general in the chasim from the person's collecting from yisaimim, even though we said before that there's all different types of categories as idias ben as ibarius, and it depends on what it is you're collecting, if it's ksubis isha, if it's nizakin or whatnot. But when you're collecting from yisaimim and they were not the ones that actually did the damage, but they're just paying back for something that happened previously, you only collect from min ha zibarius. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel, we will continue Beis Hashem with and more Mishnayos, hopefully next time, my dear friends. Make it a great day.